Sports Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Michael Redguy with you. 216-578-0850 is the way to get with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, talking about the trouble. Josh Gordon, what the Browns' next step should be. Let us know if what you think there again. 216-578-0850. And don't forget, folks, that the new Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. See them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Let's go to Matt in Mentor now joining us. What's up, Matt? Welcome to CBD.
Yeah, I got a good comment on the whole Josh Gordon's DUI arrest situation.
Okay.
He got pulled over at a .009.
Yep.
That is .001% over the legal limit to drive. Literally 15 or 30 minutes could change that whole outcome of that situation. There are a lot of people out there that don't understand that, you know, a couple beers, you get in the car and you drive, you can't drive. And also bad luck seems to run in threes. Hopefully this is the third.
Yeah, well, you know, the only problem with that, and while what you're saying is factual, you know, again, it's about the choices and decisions you're making. And look, we can only speak from our hearts and how we feel. If I was Josh Gordon, you know, I would probably close to lock myself up and pretty much not move in situations that like that could potentially continue to add to my troublesome situation. Now, I'm not trying to be pie in the sky with that, but the bottom line is, again, you could say all you want about .9 and on, but Nathan, choices, decisions, understanding the position you're in right now with your ability to do what probably you do best in life, hanging completely in the balance. It's more than being about .9 and, you know, a decimal point over the, you know what I mean? It's about those positions you continue to put yourself in.
And it doesn't, unfortunately, it does not matter if you barely fail, you fail. And once you've done something illegal, it's illegal. And let's be honest, he kind of got away, I think, pretty cleanly with the Memorial Day thing where there was a guy in the car with marijuana with him. Josh Gordon, given where he was and given that he had failed a drug test for marijuana earlier in the year that came out, of course, the night after the Browns drafted Justin Gilbert, Johnny Manziel, and nobody in Cleveland had been feeling better about this team than they were the following day around 6 o'clock when that news came out. I remember it was like a kick in the gut, and you said, okay, Josh is going to – he's going to – you know, it seems like a little slip-up. He's going to be on straight. That has not been the case. There's been another incident, and now another incident with Josh Gordon. The person who bonded him out, that to me is almost another incident in and of itself, that's the person who was getting him out.
Yeah, no question.
The decision-making of that, horrible. So, to me, you know, it doesn't matter that it was close. It just matters that it continues to happen. And, again, that's why you're looking at this situation, and that would be why you look at this and you say to yourself, this kid needs help. And hopefully, as you said in the first segment, Reg, that he will come forward and say, I need that help, and the Browns can help him get that. But keeping him in the family, in my opinion, is absolutely the way to go here as it relates to Josh Gordon in terms of keeping with the Browns. Football-wise, there's no downside to keeping him. There is no upside to cutting him. And really, to me, football's on the back burner anyway. You're worried about helping Josh Gordon.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And I'm a little bit, and I don't want to say surprised, but a little bit, there have been a lot about, you know, cut your losses, get rid of the guy. And
to what, for
again,
what purpose, I ask those people?
From a football standpoint, again, there's no reason to do that.
Correct.
Given that it's... unfortunately, it's starting to skew like he's going to miss the entire 2014 football season. But again, look how much it speaks to your message as an organization. Should you, and I do believe this is the way the Browns want to go, it speaks to your entire message of what you want this organization to become, from Jimmy Haslam through Alex Shiner through Ray Farmer through Mike Pettine and all the coaches, when now you recognize there's a huge problem here with one of your family And again, yes, Josh has got to want it, but that you don't cast him aside. You don't throw him out. You don't push him out the door and say, good luck to you. You look to get the young man rehabilitated. You look to get him back to the point where he feels good about himself. You feel good about who he is. You can trust in him and believe him. And Nathan, I don't have any doubts that that's the road that this Cleveland Browns organization wants to go with this young man or anyone inside this building that would encounter some type of a problem like this, whether it be addictions, dependencies, whatever it is, because that's what they espouse, Nathan. This is what they want to be, the organization right. I'm speaking of.
No, absolutely. And I think, as I said, it's an opportunity to send a powerful message to the locker room and to the players in the league as well that, listen, this is not the same old – this is a different Cleveland Browns. This is a forward-thinking team. This is a team that cares about its players as well as the success on the football field. I think that's a powerful message and a powerful opportunity to be able to send that message with Josh Gordon. Now, it's only going to work if Josh Gordon wants that help, as we've said many times. And I think, unfortunately, and I know that it's a tough situation, but one of the decisions that he's going to have to make that's not going to be an easy one when he accepts this help is the changing of those who are close to him, changing his own inner circle, because clearly the inner circle that Josh Gordon has now is not looking out for Josh Gordon.
No.
Because if you're going to tell me you're a good friend of Josh Gordon's, you're not getting in a car with him with marijuana in your pocket. You're not doing that if you're thinking at all about Josh Gordon.
That's become more and more obvious. You're absolutely correct about that. And Josh seemingly, again, we only see Josh to have a chance to talk with Josh when there's a football activity going on here. But seemingly, it looks like he has not been able to make that decision as of yet. And Nathan, as we know, if you speak to athletes just down through the course of time, it's one that's very tough. And everybody, not just an athlete, anybody in any walk of life, I'm sure you've experienced it. I've experienced it in having grown up with or having friends that you look at them and say, you know, I need to probably be a better influence with them because I don't want to be a part of what they got themselves involved with. I'm not going to be a part of that, but by the same token, I want to help them a little bit. Well, Josh hasn't been able to figure that out. Can we agree on that? He hasn't been able to figure that out as of yet because the people that maintain the closeness in proximity to him and the ones that are with him none of them of his family or whatever has stepped forward to let him say, hey, we need to get you help. We need to get this straightened out. We need to fix you and all of us. Well, that hasn't happened as of yet. That's pretty obvious.
And
that's why we say choices, decisions. And for Josh, and maybe it's just Josh, maybe Nathan just cannot make that happen himself because he akins it to turning his back.
And that's a very tough thing.
On those.
Yes.
And it is very, no question. That's why I'm bringing it up. It is very tough. It's not easy. I'm sure all of us, at least one person that we've had in our lives down through our whole life, troubled, tormented, addicted, dependencies. And so now there's the dilemma for you. I don't want to do like them. I don't want to be like them. But how do I help them? And where does it go from there? But none of that has happened with Josh or anybody around him as of yet, because it's seeming like they're just going to continue to do what they do. And it's almost, Nathan, like saying, well, the hell with the consequences.
Right.
We'll do what we do because this is how we roll, and whatever happens, happens. That's got to stop.
Yes. All right, let's go to Anthony in Detroit now. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call, sir.
I just
wanted to share like my own personal experience because I was in the service for 8 years, and the one thing that I was taught is self accountability. And like when you come home, I would come home a lot on leave, and the same people that I would used to hang out with were doing the same things. But I had to I had the understanding to know that, you know what, I can't surround myself with these type of people anymore. I love them to death. But at the same time, I got a uniform on to where I'm representing the organization, the United States Army, And, like, I can't surround myself with people that are constantly going to drag me down to the point where I'm going to be in a position where I'm going to get in trouble.
No,
the same thing with Josh Gordon. He needs to understand that you're part of the Browns organization. They haven't turned their back on you. You need to understand and, like, grow up to the point where, hey, you guys, you need new friends. I mean, people that are in your social circle, the NFL. You need to, like, socialize yourself with people that are going to be there for you, not people that are freeloaders.
And you make a great point.
Tremendous
thank you very
point.
Much for your call,
with
Anthony.
A personal touch to it, Nathan. That was terrific.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, these are the decisions and these are the tough things that you need to do in life at times. And I, you know, fortunately for me, I have never had to confront a decision like that, Reg. I can be perfectly honest with it about it. I have never had to say, listen, my friends are going to keep me from doing and getting where I want to do. You know, that that has not been something I've had to deal with. But, you know, you can, and again, it's easier said than done. You don't know.
It is.
You're a sellout. You're turning your back on
that's
where
right.
you're from. You know, all the things that go along with what Josh Gordon will likely have to do if he is going to be able to successfully complete this kind of life transformation that it seems as though he very much needs. Let's go to Joe in Worcester now. Joe, welcome to CBD.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How
Hi,
are
Joe.
You?
Real good. Hey, Michael Reg, just real quick, I've been following you for a long time. Much respect to you. Really,
that's nice of you, Joe.
Yeah, really enjoyed you over the years. One thing, you know, I guess I just look at it more like employer-employee, and I know that there's a compassionate side that wants to help this guy. At the same token, I know we can't go to our job and make these decisions and get away with it. I think that, you know, he is of age. This is, you know, let us not forget, this isn't an 8-year-old. Who's making, you know, the same mistakes over and over again. This is a grown man who's making decisions, and these are decisions detrimental to his employer. There's decisions detrimental to himself, but I think there's a point where you just cut the cord, and I'm quite frankly there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think there's, to me, when cutting the cord, there has to be, you know, there's football-wise, I think you're going to have the time away. You're going to have the opportunity to see if it can turn around, and then you can either have him or not have him. I don't think there's the upside necessarily, as I've said, and I'll consistently say, and Reg, I know you agree, to cutting Josh Gordon.
No, there's no reason to do it. And the thing that I would hate, Nathan, you know, just from the compassionate side, and again, I have full, strong belief in what we've experienced with this Browns organization in the now going into the second year that this regime has been here. I don't think they'd feel good about themselves if they did not extend every possible resource and power that they have to try to help this young man as a person, as a human being. And that doesn't mean turning your back on him and cutting him and saying, you know, good luck to you. I just don't believe that's what this organization is about, and I that's why I feel strongly that something's going to happen here in the next couple of weeks, and I'm talking about here, right, with the Browns, not about in the NFL. And, of course, maybe it'll be in concert, but that there will go, and again, this is a big assumption on our parts, Nathan, assuming that Josh Gordon is receptive to this and understands he's got a problem.
Right.
If he doesn't want to admit there's dependencies or problems of addiction, how about just problems of the choices and decisions he makes? He's got to at least adhere to that, and then this organization can go about putting him in the proper position to receive the help he needs. And I if Josh is willing, I feel good that that's exactly what will take place.
Exactly right. Well said, Reg. All right, when we come back, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, will join us. We'll talk Josh Gordon and more right after this on ESPN 850 WKNR.